This news update is being brought to you by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. In Huron County District Court, Tommy Joe Britt waived his right to a preliminary examination in his felony case. Britt entered a guilty plea to the charge of aggravated indecent exposure. Under the terms of the agreement, the prosecution will dismiss the original charge. Both sides have stipulated to a sentencing guideline range of 12 to 20 months. Judge Ferris accepted the waiver after confirming Britt understood his rights and was acting voluntarily. Britt's bond remains in place. He is now bound over to circuit court with an arraignment scheduled for Monday, July 20th at 9 a.m. And the Huron County Road Commission announced work has started on the Gagetown Road Bridge project that is over the Pigeon River in Brookfield Township. The work, which will close the bridge until early August, is between Camborough Road and Kilmana Road. While the work is being done, the bridge will be closed to through traffic, but access to residences in the area will be allowed. However, other motorists will be directed to Kilmana Road, Nada Road, and Canborough Road. The maintenance work that's being done is to the bridge includes concrete beams and concrete ceiling. And a pioneering World War II Navy veteran from Bay City is being recognized with a permanent exhibit aboard the USS Edson at the Saginaw Valley Naval Ship Museum. The uniform of Dolores Dimmel Millett is now on display inside the historic destroyer, becoming the first exhibit on the ship dedicated to the service of a woman in the U.S. Navy. Millett served in the U.S. Navy's WAVES program, Women Accepted for Volunteer Emergency Service, after entering boot camp in March of 1944. While many associate the program with clerical duties, museum officials say WAVES members filled a wide range of critical wartime roles, including communications, air traffic control, mechanics, instruction, and other specialized assignments. According to family members, Millett was selected for classified administrative work involving senior naval leadership. They say her service included recording meetings attended by top military officials, including Admiral Chester Nimitz, and that she witnessed President Franklin Roosevelt's funeral during her time in uniform. Following an honorable discharge in 1946, Millett returned to Bay City, married a fellow veteran, raised six children, and remained active in the local veterans community. She also played a role in the volunteer effort that helped bring the USS Edson to Bay County, where she regularly participated in Veterans Day observances. Her daughters say the exhibit not only honors their mother's dedication, but also the thousands of women who answered the nation's call during World War II. More than 350,000 women served in temporary military organizations during the war, before Congress permanently integrated women into the regular U.S. Armed Forces with the U.S. Women's Armed Services Integration Act in 1948. Dolores Dimmel Millett passed away in 2020 at the age of 97. Her uniform is now on public display aboard the USS Edson at the Saginaw Valley Naval Ship Museum in Bay City, which is open Tuesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And we will return right after this word from our sponsor.
Don't waste your time shopping for ag equipment through online auctions. Head to your nearest Tri-County equipment location and ask about their wide selection of pre-owned equipment, including pre-owned tractors, implements, sprayers, combines, and more. When you shop locally with Tri-County Equipment, you're not just buying equipment, you're buying with confidence. Tri-County knows the history of the equipment you're purchasing. Why buy online without truly knowing what you're getting?
Plus, you don't have to worry about expensive auction fees when you shop locally with Tri-County Equipment. To check their inventory, visit TriCountyEquipment.com, call your local Tri-County salesperson, or stop into your nearest Tri-County Equipment location.
Don't miss your chance to save big at Tri-County Equipment. Get to your local Tri-County Equipment and lock in your savings before they're gone.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back with your national and international news. The United States marked its 250th birthday yesterday in a styling befitting 2.5 centuries of history. President Trump delivered remarks to an enormous crowd gathered at the National Mall in Washington, D.C., capping off a day-long spectacle that included more than 30 military flyovers from nearly every branch of the armed forces, beginning just after 1 p.m. Eastern time, with the Blue Angels and Thunderbirds making the headline acts. It's a celebration that drew both awe and debate, but one thing's undeniable. This semi-quincentennial, a word most Americans will still learn to pronounce, is being felt from coast to coast with communities large and small, holding everything from candlelit vigils to massive outdoor concerts. The evening's fireworks show, which was organized by Pennsylvania-based company Pyrotechnico, attempted to shatter the world record for the largest fireworks display ever staged, promising over 850,000 pyrotechnics fired in a 40-minute show built around 7 themes ranging from sports to civil rights. And millions of mourners flooded the streets of Tehran yesterday as Iran began a multi-day state funeral for its supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. The 86-year-old leader was killed months ago in an airstrike at the outset of the war with the United States and Israel, and his flag-draped casket was placed on public display as the nation began its formal period of mourning. The scenes were sweeping and emotionally charged, drawing comparisons to the 2020 funeral of the general that preceded years of regional tension. The funeral opened a deeply uncertain chapter for Iran, which now faces the dual burden of navigating an ongoing war and choosing a new supreme leader. The most powerful figure in the country's political and religious structure, the world is watching closely to see whether the transition will bring hardliners further to the fore or open a narrow window for diplomatic engagement. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Also, Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you, in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment's locally driven.
Hi, this is Brad Jenks, sales manager at Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. At Joe Ritchie's Ortis Ford, we won't lose a deal on price. We take pride in providing excellent customer service, and unlike dealers who will say anything to get you in the door, we understand reputation matters. You owe it to yourself to get the best experience when purchasing a new Ford. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all of your new and used car needs. You can also view our full inventory at 4aford.com. At Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, you will always get your best price, along with superior service before and after the sale. If you don't see the model and color you require on the lot, we have a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. And to keep your vehicle in its best shape, the service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all the time. The body shop is available for all of your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Don't settle for second best. Shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe.
And that was a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.